Okay, we'll go ahead and call the Board of Works and Safety meeting to order. It is 3:30 p.m. on Tuesday, July 19th, 2022. Roll call, please.
Daniel.
Here.
Penrod.
Here.
Crowder.
Here.
In front of you are the minutes from our last meeting on June 28th. Were there any changes or corrections?
Okay. I'll make a motion. We accept the meetings, or the minutes from Tuesday, June 28th, Board of Works meeting as presented.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Next up is the encroachment agreement, and that is for 766 North Norfolk Cove. Come on up, Carson. I need name and address, please, even though I just said it.
Carson Trader, 766 North Norfolk Cove.
Okay. And what is it that you're wanting to do?
So, we moved to Sunday City from Fort Wayne a couple years ago, put a fence, got the fencing company, and thought everything was good, talked to the HOA, fenced up, get something in the mail, says we did a permit. Job's not aware, I thought the just made miscommunication there. So the fence is up, sure. It's in, encroaching into the utility area. We cut off the box for that.
Okay.
And I would like to not tear down the fence and move back.
Okay. Okay.
If anybody needs access to it, we can take it down and I'll put it back up. There's nowhere there.
Yeah, I was going to say, typically when we agree on these, we just let the resident know that if we need to get in there in an emergency, we will take it down, and then it's your responsibility to put it back up. Obviously, we'll be gentle with it. But if we know in advance, we'll let you know, and you can do it, you know, or whatever. But
if it helps them keeping the 2 or 3-year-old boy trying to inside our
yard. I'm sure it does. I'm sure it does. Utilities, any issues with this property? No. Okay. Well, I know that, but that doesn't. Okay. Any concerns from the board?
No.
Okay. I'll make a motion that we approve the encroachment agreement for 766 North Norfolk Cove as presented.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Thank you, sir. So now, next process?
It will get back to the planning commission. I'll get it sent over tomorrow, and then you just go get back with them.
Well, thank you.
Thanks, guys. Thank you.
Do you
nope.
All right.
You're free to go. Okay. Thanks. Okay. So we'll go ahead and move number 8 up here, which is the ordinance violation extension request.
Oh, no. He's the one.
Oh, with Van Buren. Okay, I thought you meant the ordinance. Okay, I'm sorry. Okay, then never mind. We will not move that up. So we'll do the sidewalk and parking spaces blocked off in front of 217 West Van Buren, the street closure request, if you will. Come on up.
And I'll apologize a little bit because I kind of filled this out for him based off of what he told me. So
oh, okay.
You can ask the question.
Okay. Hello there.
Hi.
How are you?
Good.
Name and address, please.
My name is Mark Zunder. Mm-hmm. Do you want the address for the business?
Okay.
Bravo Baskets.
There you go. Okay, that's fine.
217.
217 West Van Buren. Okay, very good. So I'm trying to decipher what Rosie wrote down here.
I can tell you.
Okay, that'd be great. Okay.
Kathy asked me to come in and take a look at her facade, her fascia, because her awning got ripped off in that storm.
Sure.
And I told her that the only way that I'm safely going to do this is that we're going to block off a section. We're going to put scaffolding up because it starts at like 10 or 12 foot.
Yep.
The first break is at 20.
Mm.
We're going to, and there's more damage clear to the top at 40. So,
gotcha.
That's the only thing we can do. We can't even hardly assess the damage until we can, you know, get enough of it blocked off. And so,
okay.
Craig kicked me over here to you. I went to Craig first. He said he didn't need any permits or anything, but I just want to make sure that we, whatever we done, we were, you know, complying with the city, make sure everything's safe.
Sure.
Yeah, I'm more worried about everybody else than.
Sure. Do we think it's only going to be 3 parking spaces in front, 4 parking
spaces? My trailer's 27 feet.
Okay.
I can unhook it from the truck, so you know, my work trailer is 27 foot long.
Yeah.
Each spot is about 9 feet. You know, if we go in the side door, you know, we should be able to do maybe just three. You know, mm-hmm. If we drop the ramp, that's another 10
yeah.
foot. You know, that'd be four spots.
So you'd leave the trailer parked there till you're done. Is that what you mean?
No.
No, you'd take it home every night and bring it back?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, we could leave it there, but, I mean, if people need to park in the evening, I'm not going to be there working. So there's no need that, you know, I don't have to leave it set there every night. I imagine this is going to take a whole week to set all the scaffolding up, assess what's going to have to be repaired, and get it all repaired, and everything pull back up.
And if I understand what you had told me, that you're trying to work this in so you really don't have a date?
No.
Okay. That's mainly why I don't have dates on here.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
He just doesn't know for sure.
Just like most contractors, we're already booked out.
I'm sure.
At the end of the year.
I'm sure.
You know, but things arise and you just gotta make plan, you know, gotta make concessions for people.
Yeah, I hear you. So there's three spots basically directly in front of Bravo that, I mean, really you probably could say four in front of Bravo, sort of, that I think you probably would have enough room going into the alleyway a little bit there. If your ramps, if you will, or whatever, are going into the alley just for temporary.
No, the ramp would go the other way.
The ramp would go the other way.
Yeah.
Okay.
As I said, we could leave, you know, we could leave the ramp up. We go in and out the side door.
Okay. Okay.
We would pull up.
Yeah.
Truck would be sitting in the alleyway, unhook it.
Yeah.
And then put the truck somewhere okay. else.
How many, I'm sorry, you may have answered this and now I've forgotten. Do you have an idea of how many days it's going to take?
A whole week.
A whole week, okay.
Yeah.
So do you think four spaces would be enough then?
No plenty.
Okay. Any thoughts, questions, comments, concerns?
Is this going to be closed to pedestrians, or are you building a temporary walk-around?
That's why I came here to see, you know, we're going to set the scaffolding up. You know, I'm going to block off where the scaffolding is so they can't try to walk underneath it, whatever. We don't need to be, that sidewalk is plenty wide. We don't need to block the sidewalk completely off. They can walk out and still travel back and forth.
Yeah, so it could be, so I guess my, yeah, trying to figure out a workaround there. Again, I don't know that there's that many pedestrians are going back and forth, but there are some that you may have to just accommodate somehow to get around in some way, shape, or form. So.
You got the nook on one
sure.
side. And
sure.
Yeah, that's why we do. The scaffolding is, I think it's 5 foot wide. That sidewalk is probably 10 foot wide.
Yeah.
So there's still 5 foot.
So you still have plenty of room there. Okay.
Yeah.
That's good. I'm good. Yeah. The only other thing I would say is just notifying the neighboring businesses mm-hmm. when you get ready for work.
Yeah.
Anything else from the board?
Mm-hmm.
You have your questions answered well.
Yeah, I okay. was just making sure we yeah. didn't close it off for those who want to go.
Yeah, so they don't sure. have to go over, down, and back.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So is the alley going to be left, the north-south alley here, is it going to be left unobstructed?
Yeah. We'll unload the truck and move the truck.
Okay.
Gary?
You said something about moving the trailer every night.
We can.
Is it a problem leaving it?
No, it's not a problem leaving it.
That'd be a parking, you know, because there is residents yeah. up above.
It'd be more worthwhile just to leave it there,
right.
honestly.
Once we get it opened up and you get in there. That'd be best to just leave it.
Yeah, that's no problem.
Maybe put some cones around it.
Yeah.
Okay. And how much in advance notice? How much of advance notice can you let us know?
2 weeks.
2 weeks? Oh, okay. That's okay. Is that what you were going to ask?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll make a motion. We approve the tree closing permit request for the four spaces in front of Bravo Baskets from the alleyway over for M&D.
M&D.
And with two caveats, number one, that let the adjacent businesses know, and number two, that you give us
2 weeks
notice.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It's unanimous. Okay.
So will you let me know?
I'll let you know.
And then I will notify the departments.
Okay.
Great. Thank you.
Thanks.
Next up is the permit to cut into curb streets or alleys for 315 North Sweetbriar Court. Any concerns from the department heads on this? Looks like it's a NIPSCO line. I'll make a motion we approve the permit to cut into curb streets or alleys for 315 North Sweetbriar Court as presented.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It's unanimous. Next up is the permit to cut into curb streets or alleys for South Dreams, James Street, and West Business 30. Is this part of Westgate project?
No.
No? Okay. It says Lumen proposed to move the facilities out of conflict to the back of the right-of-way so new drainage can be placed. But that's not our drainage.
I would have to assume it is, but I had no clue of this, so.
Okay. What's at the corner of, lost it. Okay.
It's already been done, our drainage.
Okay, it is.
Okay, I think this one, if I'm not mistaken, this is the one that kept trying to get Kelly to approve, or said he was the one that was approving it, and he said, it's not me, it has to go to Board of Works. And I don't remember exactly the whole details. But
well, to me, it looks like they're just trying to reroute Lumen lines, yeah. Right? So, anybody have any issues with that? Okay, I'll make a motion. We approve the permit to get into curb streets or alleys for South James Street and West Business 30 for Lumen.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It's unanimous.
Mayor?
Yes?
I think they've changed those plans. They sent an application to attach the poles in that area. So
well, this might be different. I can't figure it out either, but yeah.
Okay. Well, they have approval to do the project. If they want to change it, then I guess they have to deal with you, right, for pole attachments?
I already approved the pole attachment.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to put them right now. Okay. I'm getting it buried permanently, but it's a long story.
Okay. Mike, Skata.
What we have on there is the first one that you see is from J&K. Just a quick overview. This is what I talked about during the retreat, and we've been talking about for a couple years about the our SCADA radios that are obsolete now. We've already purchased all the new radios from J&K. They're just waiting, and then they'll program them when they're ready to install them. This is the first thing that we have to do because several of the stations that I want to do this year, those radios talk to the system at the north water tower. And this $24,988.97 is the first step before we can move any farther. The other water towers have already been converted over because of the new stations that we put in. Ellsworth, 300, 700, and 350. Those stations have already been converted over to the new radio system and talk to those towers. We have to have this one done next, so this would be our first step is to have this done, and this converts it over to the new radio system. So we can start the upgrade. And then the second part of this is from Donahue themselves as far as putting in the equipment that is needed for the new radios to talk on the current system, which we don't currently have in there, but since the radios are different, they operate on a different system. So we have to have some different controllers and different things put in. All said in total, it's just under $450,000, but I've split that up over the next 4 years to do. So this first part, by converting over 11 stations, also gives us, that leaves us about 9 to be converted, but that gives us 11 spare radios over the course of doing this implemented over several years. We'll have spare radios that we can use if something goes wrong with one. We'll have one for every station and then 2 extra. So by doing this the first year, it's the cheapest. Next year I think is probably the most expensive year. I don't have my paper right in front of me. But then the one for Donahue is $53,510. And I forget, I think the total of that, like I said, I forgot my paper, is 78,000 and some. But That's why I'm requesting to approve these two quotes, the one from Donahue and the one from J&K, so we can move forward and start our project. We only have 24 stations, and by doing 11 of them here, that's almost half the first year. But some of the other ones are going to take extensive work, so they're going to be a lot more expensive too to get them converted over. So I went the cheapest route first because we have a lot of projects going on this year.
Questions of Mike?
Did Donahue's have any kind of a agreement or anything? Or?
Yes, we have a speed agreement. We've already signed that, and that's not what this is. This is the actual work, but we have an agreement with them.
For the 53?
No, not for the 53.
I think what Rosie's asking is that to approve the 53, we have an agreement to sign that approves the 53? We have, because we have a document that has an attachment that includes the whole $417,000, but I don't know that we have a document, at least that I don't have a document, that shows a place to sign.
It's because they sent the whole thing as one, and I split it up myself. They did not split it. I split it.
Okay.
Unless the city wants to dive in for the $400,000, which I don't think is a good idea.
I'm sorry, what'd you ask?
Okay.
No, so I kind of split that up myself, but I can have them draft something and send that back in.
Just to sign. Okay.
Yeah. If we get it approved, then I can have them draft that.
Okay.
If you're right with having the mayor or Rosie sign that, then.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll make a motion. We approve the J&K Communications, Inc. request, the quote. I just lost it. I'll get there. $24,988.97.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It's unanimous. I'll make a motion. We approve the telemetry upgrade information it's from Donahue, right?
Correct.
Yes.
From Donahue. With only the amount of $53,510.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion?
And that is all equipment that Donahue will purchase, install, program, and everything for that figure. That includes everything.
Okay. All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Okay. Thanks, Mike.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Next up is an ordinance violation extension request for 401 Wallace Avenue. Rosie?
Okay. These are it's a lot of weeds around the house, and they requested that they have somebody to help get it done, taken care of, but they needed a couple weeks extension, which that was the first end of last week. They were supposed to get a letter, but they haven't. And if you want to look at the pictures, all but the last one.
So did they have a specific request as to how many weeks?
I think they had asked Sally for 2 weeks.
2 weeks from last whatever last date was?
Yeah. I think the 13th was when it was supposed to be done.
Was there a sign posted in the yard for tall grass, or is it just... This, since it's just high
this
weeds.
Around like the flowers around their house.
And they have somebody coming in to clear that.
They said, yeah, they could get somebody to come in and do it, but it's going to be a couple weeks.
I'm okay. 2 weeks.
Okay.
That's fine with me.
Okay. Someone want to make a motion?
I'll make a motion. We grant the extension of 2 weeks to the Morrises at 401 Wallace Avenue to take care of the weeds.
So you want to say July, say the 25th, that's on a Monday. Or no, wait. No, it'd be the July 29th, that'd be on Friday.
Yeah, that's fine.
Good to me.
Yep.
I'll second. Motion seconded for the discussion. All in favor, show by the usual sign. It's unanimous. Okay, bills.
I'll make a motion to pay all accounts payable vouchers in the amount of $3,017,541.17 from the allowance of accounts payable vouchers dated July 19th, 2022.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion. All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It's unanimous.
I'll make a motion to pay all pay types except overtime in the amount of $271,559.53 plus overtime in the amount of $11,106.33 from the pay file ending 7/1/2022.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion. All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It's unanimous.
And I'll make a motion to pay all pay types except overtime in the amount of $8,800 for third quarter clothing allowance from the pay file ending 7/8/2022.
Second. Motion seconded. Further discussion. All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Okay. Department head reports. Mike.
I need to ask that we can hire another employee. I lost one. A couple weeks ago, and also I have another that's retiring, and I believe we figured 38 days.
So you want
permission to at least hire one and possibly look to hire two.
Okay. Questions? Thoughts?
It's just replacing people, right?
Right.
Okay. Yep. Okay, you got approval.
Okay.
Is that it?
That's it.
Okay. Mike.
Trying to make it fast.
We received a control panel for Columbia Shores today, the new one, so that project's moving along. They'll start with the five cats first. I got a preliminary drawing. I'm waiting on the final drawings for that, for them to get started. That I can, once I approve the drawings, then they'll be able to move forward. July storm event that we had that dumped so much rain, and the rain we had this weekend, all of our systems handled everything great. I was out of town for the storm. I believe it was on the 3rd or the 4th, one of the two. I can't remember what day it was. Everything, the EQ basin, everything that, you know, they turned equipment on, everything worked the way it was supposed to, the testing, everything. We didn't have any violations this time, so I was really proud of the guys on how they worked with each other and the individual that was on call during that handled everything, and they just do a great job, whether they're in a group or individually. Surveys have been completed for the Forest Main Project, Jefferson Main Street. Donahue has that information, and Greg's working on that. And I met with Midwestern engineers on the CSO project at the treatment plant to have that redone. And they've also done their survey work the day before and met, and they took some measurements and photos. So we should have some type of a preliminary drawing or some sketches here in the next couple of weeks. So that's all I have, unless you have questions.
Question to Mike.
Nope.
Thank you. Gary.
We had five officers put in for the sergeant's position. We had two interviews yesterday, and we're going to have three tomorrow. So I look forward to that, getting that position filled. The detectives have submitted a resignation letter that will be effective on December 30th. They will go back to road patrol. Did the Board of Works interviews with the three candidates today. Excited about that and see where that goes. Dispatch did Spillman patch this morning at 10 a.m. and everything went off without a hitch, and that should upgrade the GIS so Cody can get that squared away.
So, word on that note, as you know, we had interviews today for, we've already approved one opening in the past that he was hiring for. There's the potential for multiple other changes happening in the department that will leave us shorthanded. So after talking to Gary, I think we'd like to move forward with potentially hiring all three of those members, those that interviewed today, pending the financial approval of our clerk treasurer. So I guess what I would ask is the Board of Works approval of hiring all three contingent on Rosie's financial approval. You good? Okay. So we'll go ahead. You got approval for that. Okay. Sean.
Well, we're continuing our work out at Westgate, getting the last phase of our underground, our overhead converted underground. So that's going well. And also just one other thing to be aware of, August 9th will be the opening, bid opening for Main Street. So those bids should have went out last week. So hopefully we start getting those in, and on August 9th we'll open the bids, and then we'll take them under consideration for the following meeting. So.
Questions? Okay, thank you. Tom?
Training on our newest firefighter is going very well. She's got two more check-offs to do, and she'll be out on her own then, able to cover a shift. Our interviews for, I just sent a thing to Beth. I think our interviews are going to be next Friday, not this coming Friday, but the Friday after the 29th, to fill the other position that was opened up with a retirement and or when Blake moved on. So that happens next Friday, and then we'll be coming for you with hopefully a candidate to, or two candidates to move into. So.
Question of Tom. Thank you. Mark.
Well, a lot going on. I haven't been here since the fireworks, so fireworks went well, and I want to thank the electric and police and fire for their help. Really, it was a good night, so I was real happy with how things went there. Aquatic Center, staying busy on these warmer days. When it gets gloomy out, it's not so busy, but today was busy. Have a swim meet tonight, and we did have some Lutheran staff come over today, which kind of neat to have them there. They took some video footage, interviewed a lifeguard, and they're doing a session on pool safety with one of their doctors. And so they chose our pool to come over and get video footage. I thought that was pretty neat. Doing a lot of mowing. We started cutting back the riverbank today along the trail. Does look a lot different because it just kept growing closer to the trail. So the guys did a lot of work on that today. JFL registration ends this week. Then we'll be starting football practices and giving out equipment next week. Had a lot of baseball tournaments. We had one last weekend. Have won a softball tournament next weekend. That's really kind of about it.
What's the mark? Thank you. Chip.
Westgate, the drainage is, I would say, about 98% complete, and hopefully by the end of the week they'll start cutting the road, so that's when the true complaints will start coming in, but plugging away on that, turned it out. First payout for that. So.
Yep, and on that note, I have that in front of me. Sally sent out a message today that the first pay application is in for a, I just want to make sure I'm understanding. Is that for the 205-535?
I believe so.
Okay. So the pay application's on there. I'll make a motion. We approve the pay application for the Westgate subdivision project in the amount of $205,535.75. Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Anything else, Chip?
No.
Thank you. Rosie?
I don't have anything.
I don't think I have anything. Walt?
No.
Nicole?
No.
We have no audience? We have no press. Marcia?
Nothing.
Okay, then we'll call the meeting adjourned. Thank you.
Hey.
Just in time.
No, the fire department. The fire department is going to ask for three.
Thank you.
You guys would like to say,
hey, I know. I know.